Vice Chancellor, I have the honour to present for the award of the degree of Doctor of Medicine, Honoris Causa, Jerry Kuvadia. A central theme of Jerry Kuvadia's life is the theme of somebody with a passion for acquiring knowledge, a passion for making sense of it, and a passion for using it to make a difference. Although he ended up in medicine, English literature and reading were his first loves. As a child, living under apartheid, having a hunger for reading wasn't straightforward. For where are you to find books? When a library was finally built near the Brook Street Cemetery, it was a momentous occasion, so the young Kuvadia could at last, in his own words, just read and read and read. He was reading everything in sight. He was reading paperbacks and poetry and Shakespeare. But the reading was not just for fun. It was, and still is, part of a need to be literate in the broadest possible sense. It is not only a reason to live, but also gives a meaning to his life. After one dreadful year at the then profoundly racist University of Natal Medical School, Kuvadia went to Grant Medical College at the University of Bombay. He made friends, he met his wife, he discovered the ideas of socialism and communism, and of course, he read. He read Lenin and Marx, he read about socialism in China and Tanzania, and he read France Omar Fanon on the Algerian struggle for independence. Arriving back at King Edward Hospital in Durban was a shock. There was apartheid in its ugliest and most pervasive form, but also the shock of being a new doctor on his first shift in casualty and having to treat a patient who had been stabbed in the chest. He immediately put his energies into becoming a better doctor. He refocused on medicine and qualified as a pediatrician. Then, in 1989, the very first child with HIV/AIDS was admitted to Dr. Kuvadia's ward. Then came the second child. Before long, the wards were overwhelmed with HIV/AIDS patients, and his initial forays into research began. In sub-Saharan Africa, there are 23 million people who are HIV positive. 23 million. Every year, 500,000 children die from AIDS. Think about this. Every day in sub-Saharan Africa, more than 1,000 children acquire HIV infection from their mothers. The capacity of this hall is 1,200. So imagine nearly every seat in this hall occupied by a mother and her newborn to whom she has just transmitted her HIV. And that's just today. To imagine tomorrow's infections, we would have to clear the hall and fill every seat again, and again the next day, and again the day after that. The brilliance of Kuvadia is that he has focused his research at the heart of this plague, mother-to-child transmission of HIV. His first United Nations grant on mother-to-child transmission set him onto the research path. His credentials grew, and he was invited to chair the groundbreaking 13th International Conference on AIDS in Durban in 2000. This is one of the most successful AIDS conferences ever to be held. It was called Breaking the Silence, and break the silence it did. This was in the dark days, the garlic and beetroot days, the days when HIV/AIDS as a leading killer was denied. But this was the meeting at which the need for both prevention and antiretroviral treatment was incontrovertibly established. Professor Kuvadia has been recognized by many, the Star of South Africa by President Mandela for his contribution to democracy, membership of the United States Institute of Medicine of the National Academy of Sciences, and the Silver Medal by the Medical Research Council for his achievements in medical research. But his dedication as a clinician and teacher has also brought us, trained postgraduate students, doctors, nurses, and other informed medical professionals. We are deeply grateful to Professor Kuvadia, not only for his intellectual curiosity and his passion for knowledge, but also for his commitment to use this knowledge for the public good. He is making a real difference in the lives of South Africans living with HIV/AIDS. Vice Chancellor, I have the honour to invite you to admit to the degree of Doctor of Medicine, Honoris Causa, Jerry Kuvadia.